ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。
おはよう東京、こんにちはニューヨーク、こんばんはロンドン。
Peter here. Onomatopoeia Lesson 14. Are you absent-minded in Japanese?
Naomi desu. Konnichiwa. Hi everyone. This is Naomi.
Welcome to JapanesePod101.com's Onomatopoeia series. In this series, we're exploring the world of Japanese onomatopoeia.
そうですね。There are two types of Japanese onomatopoeia. 擬音語 and 擬態語。
擬音語 are the true onomatopoeia that mimic sounds, just like our English onomatopoeia.Here are a few examples. Bang.
Bang.
The sound of a gun being shot. Oink, oink.
Boo, boo.
Now, gitaigo, on the other hand, describe a situation, feeling, or a state using sound.
Such as, gyotto suru.
To be taken aback. We hope you'll join us on this enjoyable ride into the wonderful world of Japanese onomatopoeia. Without further ado, let's get on with the lesson. In the previous lesson we learned,onomatopoeia that describes surprise or fear.
Such as, ha, gyo, zo.
In this lesson, you'll learn some onomatopoeia that express disappointment and absent-mindedness, such as,
gakkuri, bonyari, and shombori.
Now, these are a little difficult to translate without context. So, Naomi-sensei, can we hear them in context?
Sure. I'm going to read some passages that include this lesson's target onomatopoeia.
大好きだった犬が死んで、父はがっくり来たんだと思う。一日中庭を見てぼんやりしている。犬が大好きだった母もしょんぼりしている。
I think my father has lost heart since his beloved dog died. All he does is sit and gaze absent-mindedly at our garden all day. My mother, who also loved the dog, looks crestfallen too.
ああ、かわいそうですね。
Poor mom and dad. There are three onomatopoeia phrases in the sentences, right?
はい。
They are?
がっくり来た。
has lost heart.
庭を見てぼんやりしている。
gaze absent-mindedly at our garden.
しょんぼりしている。
crestfallen. First, let's take a look at がっくり。がっくり indicates a sudden decrease in something, and it's often used with くる。がっくりくる usually refers to a drop in mood or disposition. To lose one's heart. To be discouraged. Naomi-sensei?Can you read the sentence with がっくり one more time?
大好きだった犬が死んで、父はがっくり来たんだと思う。
I think my father has lost heart since his beloved dog died. Let's break it down. First we have
大好きだった犬
Beloved dog
が死んで
Died and
父はがっくり来た
My father has lost heart
と思う
Quotation marker is to and I think.So, we put it all together. I think my father has lost heart since his beloved dog died.
Instead of がっくり来る, you can say がくっと来る or がくりと来る.
These all mean the same thing, right?
そうですね。同じです。
Okay, on to the next onomatopoeia. Naomi-sensei, what's the second one?
ぼんやり.
ぼんやり describes absence of mind. And it's also used when something is blurry, right?
そうですね。する often follows ぼんやり. So, ぼんやりする.
To be spaced out, to be absent-minded.
そうそうそう。時々私もぼんやりしてますね。
So, I think everybody spaces out once in a while.
はい。
Can you read the sentence again?
一日中庭を見てぼんやりしている。
All he does is sit and gaze absent-mindedly at our garden all day.
Instead of ぼんやり, some people might say ぼやっと or ぼーっと。
I hear the last one a lot. ぼーっとする。
ぼーみたいな感じね。
Sometimes I even hear, ぼーっとするな。Snap out of it.
そうそうそう、言うね。ぼーっとしないでください。
Don't space out.
そうね。あとは、personality とかにも使えますね。I think you can use ぼーっとする to describe someone's personality.
So, not the brightest crayon in the box.
どうだろうな。
Nice, very nice, but not so sharp.
そうそうそうそう。
Okay, lastly we have.
しょんぼりする。
しょんぼり refers to the feeling of dejection, which is usually caused by some kind of an unwelcome incident. Can you read the sentence again?
犬が大好きだった母もしょんぼりしている。
My mother, who also loved the dog, looks crestfallen too. Let's break it down.
犬が大好きだった母。
My mother, who also loved the dog.
も。
Also?
しょんぼりしている。
Is crestfallen.
なんか、風船がしぼむ感じ?しょんぼり。
So deflated, it's like the air coming out of the balloon.
そう。Or when the flower gets old.
And wilts.
そうそうそうそう。首が下を向いちゃう感じ。
しょんぼり。
そうです。Like your chin is not up, it's down.
Yeah, so picture someone, their head just falling down and their shoulders slouching.
そうそうそう。しょんぼりしないで。
頑張ります。Okay, speaking of depressing, is がっかりする to be disappointed also an onomatopoeia?
I think so. がっかり is similar to がっくり. And there is one more onomatopoeia I'd like to introduce.
Which is?
くよくよする.
To fret over a trivial matter.
そうそうそう。小さいことにくよくよしないで。
Don't sweat small stuff.
そう。まあ、ピーターさんはくよくよしないですよね。You're not that kind of person.
くよくよするよ。
そう。
That's pretty hard to say.
Yeah, くよくよするよ。
Yeah, no, I do feel guilt over little things.
本当?
くよくよするタイプ。
あ、本当? Oh, I said the nasty thing to Naomi again. みたいな?
Yes.
本当かな?
So, let's recap the usage of the words we looked at today. And we're going to do this with some sample sentences. Naomi-sensei, what's the first phrase?
がっくりくる。
To lose one's heart, to be discouraged. Sample sentence?
大切な車が壊れてがっくりきた。
My beloved car broke down and I felt really down. Okay, second word?
ぼんやりする。
To be absent-minded. To be spaced out.
危ない。運転中はぼんやりしないで。
Watch out. Don't space out while you're behind the wheel.
当たり前ですよね。
Naomi-sensei, have you heard this expression said to you before?
ぼんやりしないで。私言われたことあります。
I'm often told.Not to ぼんやりする。
思った通り。Just as I suspected.
本当?
うん。
私ぼんやりしてる?
時々。Once in a while.
そうだよね。うん。
But I think everybody in the office does it. Just...
そうね。
うん。Okay. Lastly.
しょんぼりする。
Crestfallen. Dispirited. Deflated. To be sunk in dejection.
犬は怒られた後、しょんぼりしていた。
The dog had its tail in between its legs after being scolded.
ああ、尻尾が足の間にあるんだ。Tail between its legs.
Right? It's usually up.
面白い。しょんぼりする。そうそうそうそう。そんな感じですね。
So, Naomi-sensei, out of the onomatopoeia we introduced today, which one do you use the most? Or which one said about you the most?
ぼんやりする。どうしたの?ぼんやりして。Are you daydreaming? みたいな。
Kind of like, are you zoning out?Still there. もしもし。
そうそうそうそうそう。ピーターは? How about you, Peter? ないでしょう。
Yeah, recently, because I'm always so tired, I usually hear from my wife, ぼーっとするな。
あ、本当?
Yeah. You know, because we're trying to have a conversation, it's just like,
なるほどね。
So, everybody, 皆さん、what phrases do you hear? Or, what phrases do you use? Please definitely let us know.
はい、お願いします。
Okay, that is going to do for this lesson. Now, remember, learning onomatopoeia is essential for greater fluency and for taking your Japanese to the next level. Be sure to stop by the website JapanesePod11.com and pick up the lesson notes. There you'll find a detailed write-up of onomatopoeia that appeared in this lesson. Also, on the website, you can access some of the previous lessons. With a basic or premium membership, you can access all the audio and lesson notes from this and other lessons. To find out more, stop by JapanesePod11.com. That's going to do for this lesson.
じゃあまた!